6% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWinn.com.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just download the app. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. From brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home that big win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN, with today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
There you were.
Welcome in. Another fun show today here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Appreciate everybody for having me on their car radio today. Always look forward to this segment of the show. My favorite segment to do. Jeff Calkins joins us now. Jeff, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Good to be on.
You can catch Jeff weekdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. When we last spoke on Friday, you were getting ready to head to a Taylor Swift release party on Friday night. I need details. I've been waiting all weekend.
Well, the official correspondent, or Taylor Swift correspondent, the Jeff Calkins Show, Lexi Johnston, had a shindig. And now the album had already dropped, so it was really just about seeing the video for Fortnite, which came out at 7. And so I walked into the party, and it was, people were dressed like tortured poets. Some carried poetry books like that. And a lot of people weren't particularly dressed one way or another. And it is interesting how it worked. Like, most of the dudes ended up going outside and standing by the fire, and most of the women, I mean, you know, it's just true, were inside. And it's funny how it works. Not exclusively. Like, I had some nice exchanges with everybody, but it is sort of interesting how it works. And then at 7 o'clock, we gathered around the TV and we watched the video. And I can't really explain it to you. She looked like she was in undergoing some sort of a medical procedure or whatnot. She was strapped down. And then she wiped her face with a rag, which created tattoos on the face. Oh. And when Post Malone wiped the tattoos with a rag, it removed his tattoos. So this is a magical wash rag of some type that can either, if you have tattoos, remove them, or if you don't, add them. And there seemed to be some sort of a conflict going on that I couldn't quite follow. It was eerie. Have either of you seen the video?
No, I have not. But are we reading into this and thinking that Taylor Swift and Post Malone are hooking up and Travis Kelce is gone?
Hooking up. I don't think that was the implication.
Well, I mean, if I wipe all my tattoos and you get them, there's a connection there, right?
Well, maybe they hugged, but it wasn't really about. It wasn't a deeply sexual video, really, as far as I could tell, mind you. This is not my area of expertise. I'm going to just be frank about that and tell you that my area of expertise is, you know, the NFL draft,
right?
Or Bernie's Mountain Dogs, or like, I have several areas of expertise, but one of them is not Taylor Swift. Honestly, what was interesting about the party was I didn't know anybody except the two hosts, and I had just a great time. And that is pretty good. Like, if you can walk into a party where you don't know anybody but the two hosts and have a lovely time. So I talked to one guy who works for Hoka, you know, the shoe company.
Yep.
So that's an interesting conversation. He works for Hoka, and Hoka, I learned, has overtaken Brooks. Brooks is always the most popular running shoe in the America or the world. I don't know what you're talking about. And Hoka, now they go nip and tuck. And so that was interesting, hearing about the running community. And then I talked to a minister who happened to be there, and a really lovely guy. And he, you know, he talked about security. He talked about how they've had way too many cars stolen right out of their parking lot.
Oh.
And that, in fact, he had had to spend $400,000 on security. I mean, there are better lights, gate, you know, more so whatever else, that could otherwise be doing, you know, doing the work in the community. And what a sort of tragedy that is. So I had that interesting conversation. It was fun. I had a nice time. I ate chicken wings. There were chicken wings even at a Taylor Swift party.
Nice.
But I cannot tell you much about the video because it seemed fairly mysterious to me. And I'll be honest, like, I don't even think the Taylor Swift experts there didn't seem to know what it was about either. Now, there were typewriters. There were typewriters involved. And I actually wondered if the other people watching even knew what those contraptions were, you know? Like, at various points, both Post Malone and Taylor Swift, and I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb, and such, neither of them ever typed on a typewriter. Like, they may be using it as a prop, but I don't think either one of those people has ever typed on a typewriter. Whereas I actually, in college, was still typing my papers on an actual freaking typewriter. So I recognize, you've never typed on a typewriter, have you?
Oh, yeah. When I was in high school, we had a keyboard in class, and it was a computer. Well,
okay, so,
we didn't have a computer at home, so to practice, my mom would make me practice on a typewriter. Right, which, again, is way more difficult to type on than a computer, in my mind, because of the distance of the keys.
You never typed a paper on a... Your papers were always on computers. If you had write...
No, I did mine on a typewriter, because, like I said, we didn't have a computer. So, yeah, I did type on a typewriter.
Typewriter?
Yep.
Really?
Correct.
What year did you graduate from high school?
94.
Still typewriter?
Typewriter in my house. We didn't have a computer. Not everybody could afford a computer back then. We couldn't afford a computer, so I still had my mom's black typewriter.
Do you think most people were typing their papers out on a computer at that point? Or
I think so, yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah, I was probably one of the losers that was still typing on a typewriter, probably.
Yeah, typewriter was a different deal, man. Like, you make a mistake on a typewriter, and you got to get the whiteout out, or you got to... There are these little... There are little things you could... It was a different... When you had... There was something called the... This is terrible. There was something called the Selectric, which was like the Cadillac of typewriters, because it was, like, it was smooth and electric, and you could hit a... There was an erase button that if you mistyped, it would actually automatically erase it for you. But so much about life is easier. Now I'm sounding like old man on the lawn.
But you, like, know what, though? I mean, think about it. If you said, okay, I can type however many words a minute on a computer, I can but guarantee you, you can't do the same on a typewriter. I can but guarantee
not.
There's no
more
way.
More resistance, it's harder. And
yes.
Then B, the big difference is mistakes. On a typewriter, every mistake you make is an effort to fix. If you hit the wrong stroke on a keyboard, whatever, you know, no, it doesn't matter. You just type and you go back, you clean it up, whatever else. It's a different deal. But yes, typewriters were a thing once upon a time, and they were resurrected in the video. So that's really me breaking down the video as best I can for you. That's all I got.
You did a great job.
That's all I got.
You delivered well. Hey, there was a player poll in The Athletic. I don't know if you saw it. NBA player poll.
I did. Seen every one of them. Yep.
Okay, so I want to talk about one that relates to, you know, being older for both of us. Who's the greatest player of all time?
I'll be honest. I don't care. It's one of these arguments that people have that I am not, it's just not, it's not one that interests me. Like,
Jeff.
But I found, what I thought was interesting about it was that in this poll of current players, and they said they got about a third of the league, right? I think they got
133
about
133 people. Yep.
Yeah. So, what was interesting to me is Jordan still wins, right? Didn't Jordan edged out LeBron, as I recall.
I don't even care about the Jordan-LeBron thing. I could care less about how that plays out. What irritates me is Paul Pierce, 0.8%. In what world is Paul Pierce considered the greatest player of all time? In what world?
That's just one person who said Paul Pierce. You know,
moronic. I mean, Magic Johnson, 0.8%. Curry, 0.8%. There's no Chamberlain conversation. There's no, I mean, for me,
yeah,
what this tells you is
23-year-old NBA, right. Current NBA players, you know? So,
correct.
Did Oscar Robertson get a vote?
No. Jabbar didn't get a vote, and Jabbar should have got a bunch of votes.
Right. So I think that, yes, that's just recency bias, you know? It's funny, like someone asked the other day, I'm watching films. What are the greatest films that I have to watch show with my kid? And the greatest films were like, you know, every film within the last 20 years. Well, all the greatest films were not within the last 20 years. It's just, that's what people were suggesting. Because it's purely recency bias, right? No one has any familiarity with Oscar Robertson. I think the same thing with quarterbacks. Like, I don't know, like, how good was Y.A. Tittle? Like, how can I possibly, if you ask me the greatest quarterback of all time, well, it probably is Tom Brady, has the most rings, all of that. But I can't really compare him to Johnny Unitas, who I don't really remember, only vaguely, or Y.A. Tittle, or whomever else. I think if you ask NFL players, greatest of all quarterbacks of all time, they'd all be recent ones, right? They'd all be Brady, or Peyton, or whatever else. But no one would say Y.A. Tittle, in the same way that no one's going to say Bill Russell. Did anyone say Bill Russell?
No! No, Bill Russell.
That's because you're asking players this. You're not asking students, you know, history students of the game this. Was Kobe third?
Kobe was third with a grand total of 9.8%.
Yeah. So to me, that question was the in some ways the least. Because it's not something they're expert on. You know what I mean? And they never saw Oscar Robertson. Just like typed on a typewriter, so they never saw Oscar Robertson. But to me, if you ask who is the best defensive player, right, and there you get, I don't know, like how many did they list? And then you get others receiving votes, okay? So they listed 10 or something, and then there are another 8 others receiving who got one vote or something. What was interesting to me, like this is Jaren Jackson Jr., reigning defensive player of the year, didn't get a single vote, even among the others receiving votes, which is pretty amazing. Ja Morant did not get a single vote for anything, like for players you'd pick to start your team around. It was striking to me, the Grizzlies were almost in throughout this survey, a really interesting survey, of again, a substantial number of NBA players. The Grizzlies, like, didn't appear anywhere. Taylor Jenkins got, I think he was in the others receiving votes in the coaches you'd most like to play for. They listed, like, 10. And then these guys also got a vote. And I think Taylor Jenkins got one there. And Dylan Brooks got, if you count former Grizzlies, he was, like, fourth and most overrated. But, like, they just didn't appear, and it was sort of interesting because this follows a year when the Grizzlies really kind of just disappeared, you know, like they disappeared off of the NBA, landscape, really, for reasons of injury more than anything else. And they aren't, you just look at that, all the different categories they had, they're not any of them, including the reigning defensive player of the year. Look at how many were actually mentioned between the people who got votes and then the others receiving votes. Jaren didn't get one. Kind of amazing.
No. But the other thing is, again, talking about these children that are voting, 132 votes for who's the best defender is Wembanyama, 15.2%. He's the only guy that I can see here looking at this that wasn't involved in a play-in, either a play-in tournament team or a playoff team. For the most part. And Wembanyama got that, obviously, because he's a freak of nature. We all clearly agree with that. But even guys like Giannis, who was a former defensive player of the year, he was in others receiving votes. So he was in that category. I mean, again.
I think Wemby actually, I mean, honestly, it's a good thing that he's not going to win it this year, it doesn't appear, but he could win Defensive Player of the Year for the next decade. I mean, it is sort of amazing. He could win Defensive for the next decade. I don't know. I don't, on this one, like, my kids are 26, you know, 24 and 22. Do they, like, in terms of the greatest player, would they think of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Will Chamberlain or,
but that's,
you know,
a parenting fail on us, Jeff.
No, what?
That's a parenting fail on us.
I
have a junior in high school. I was listening to Sirius Satellite Radio the other day. They were talking about Boyd Dowler, the famous Packer receiver. And I said, hey, do you know who Boyd Dowler is? He goes, if it's before 1970, who cares? Yeah. None of that matters. Anything before 70, he doesn't care
about. That's the way it goes. What's funny, though, is if you ask people who the greatest president was, why is it that the greatest basketball players are all the ones that we've seen in the last 20 years? Whereas if you ask people the greatest presidents, it's all Lincoln, Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, FDR, whatever, whoever your flavor is, right? And there, it's maybe it's because we think the NBA is better than ever and America's worse than ever or something like that. I don't know why, but it is interesting. Like, there, we do not apply recency bias. There, some things we think were better long ago, and some things we think are better now. It's sort of interesting how it works. But I don't, among the various parenting fails, I'm not going to count the fact that my kids don't know who George Mikan is as high on the list. I have some more substantial fails than they don't have never heard of George Mikan.
I just think, just in general, you don't appreciate history. A lot of kids don't. And I'm not going to say I really appreciated history either when I was 16 or 17 or 18 or whatever the case may be. But at some point, to understand where you got to as an NBA player, you should understand who came before you to get you to that point. Just like if it's an NFL player, an MLB or NHL player,
you should understand
the history.
There are players who are true students of the game, right? Like Peyton Manning understood, you know, he could go on and on and on about other quarterbacks and SEC history and whatever else. But most people who play in the SEC can't. And that can be a campaign that you undertake, but that's not one that's I'm gonna fret that much about. I think probably
we got one
not
more.
When cars are being stolen out of church.
Yes. That's horrible. That is absolutely horrible. One more from that poll. I want to see what you think of this one. You're building a roster from scratch. Who are you going to sign first? Wembanyama, 27.9%. The Joker, 27.2%. Anthony Edwards, 10.3%. Luka Doncic at 8.8%. Tatum, 3.6%. Giannis, 2.2%. Apollo, 2.2%. Any of those numbers stand out to you?
Well, weren't there some old guys who were pretty high, which was ridiculous to me? Like LeBron
2.9%. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that was ridiculous. I mean, I think the correct answer is Wemby, but
yes.
And it's just because of his youth, right? Because of how many years he'll have. Now, the thing is it's either Jokic or Wemby. I mean, Luka. I think those are the right answers, right? I do think those are the right answers. Anthony Edwards. Yeah, sure. That's another. I would not put Anthony Edwards in the same place. Obviously, he's terrific this weekend. He's a terrific player. I wouldn't put him there with Wemby or with Luka. I mean, yeah. With Jokic, and the question there is the reason you would pick Wemby is because he's going to be there for 15 years, dominant player for 15 years, freak of nature, et cetera, right? The thing is that you assume that when you have a guy who's that big, it is always a question of health. Like, we don't know. Whereas we do know what Doncic is, and it feels like he can keep doing it for a while, doesn't it? Like, it doesn't feel like we're at the end of this run.
Right.
So I think if you want to win championships, I think Doncic is a pretty, you know, and you could do it in the next 5 years. I think that's the way to go. But I think it's pretty clearly Wemby is the right, just because of his youth and his freakish ability. And so I think that's probably the correct answer.
He's Jeff Calkins. Catch him weekday mornings from 9 to 11 right here. And catch him weekdays at 5 o'clock right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. See Sparky Fife filling in. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
See you, Sparky. Yep.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jeff Calkins. Again, 9 to 11 weekday mornings. The parenting fail thing, again, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm on an island over this whole thing. But it just irritates me. How in the world can you be in the NBA and there's no mention of Jabbar, there's no mention of Wilt, there's no mention of Russell? None of those guys get mentioned, but Paul Pierce got a vote? You must be kidding me. I mean, that's embarrassing. You could talk about Michael and LeBron, and I don't care who you vote for. That's totally your call one way or the other. But the other names on this list, to not include those, just tells you that the history of the league is completely lost with all these young dudes. Like, they have no idea. They have no idea who kind of paved the path for them to be where they are today. They know Michael. Would they know Michael if there wasn't a basketball shoe line with Michael Jordan on it? Would they? Would they have any idea of who he was if he didn't have a whole big shoe line with Nike? Or would it just be LeBron? Easy. Yeah, Michael. He wasn't that good. It's all about LeBron. My buddy says that's exactly how it would be. Jordan wouldn't even be in conversation with these kids if Jordan didn't have his old brand that he built for years and years and years over at Nike. Never would even be in the conversation, I tell you, because these guys weren't even alive when Jordan played. Most of them had never even seen Michael Jordan play. So they would have no idea. So if it's going to be, well, we're gonna say the greatest of all time are based on the players that we saw, then fine. Then put that in the question. Who is the greatest player of all time that you've seen play? But if it's going to be greatest player of all time, regardless if you've seen him play or not, and that's what it's going to be, then you're missing a whole bunch of players in that list that should have had votes versus what you actually gave them at the end of the day. Oh, it drives me nuts. Should it drive me this nuts, Connor, or no? Does it?
It should drive you this nuts. Having Paul Pierce on that list is sinful. It's absolutely sinful. I understand that it's probably whoever put that is, Paul Pierce must have been their favorite player when they were growing up, but come on now. Come on now. That's ridiculous. I can speak for the under 30 crowd. It's I promise that my age group knows more ball than that. That's just quite ridiculous. Paul Pierce being on there, and it's also very funny to me. I can definitely tell that you're from Milwaukee. That Paul Pierce being on there makes you this upset.
I don't like Paul Pierce. No, but regardless, even when he played on that team, it was KG was that team. It was about Garnett. What about Paul Pierce? Paul Pierce was there when Pitino got there. Pierce and Antoine Walker. I get all of that. And Paul Pierce was a very good player. Ray Allen was a very good player. But at the level that we're talking about, you had not to be a very good player. Not a perennial all-star. You had to be a dominant player of your generation to be in consideration for greatest of all time. Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, they were never dominant players of their generation. They were very good players of their generation. But they were never dominant players of their generation. And again, we're talking greatest of all time. That means you had to dominate when you were playing against all these other high-level stars. You were the guy, the face of the league. And Paul Pierce certainly was never that. Coming up next, Jonah Dillon. We got to talk about Memphis's spring football game. And they had dodgeball and they had tug of war and all this other stuff going on. We'll get into with Jonah Dillon, the commercial appeal. Up next here on the Game Coon Show on 92.9 ESPN Memphis.
Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John.
I'm like a huge Jason and John fan. Love the Grizzlies.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey gets after it.
The Gabe Coon Show.
Gabe is a trip, bro. My guy knows football.
Memphis' sports station.
I mean, we love just turning it on and getting the Tigers or Grizz stuff.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Mid-South, get to Gossett Mitsubishi Motors' spring sales event and get thunderstruck with 43 mpg highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for $18,960 or $269 a month. Or hit the open road in your 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett, $28,350 or $370 a month. And adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett, $32,765 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24-7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
All 84 months, Mirage, RH005921, MSRP 19460, Eclipse, RZO342249, MSRP 29350, Outlander, RZO43754, MSRP 33765, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. hims.com/radio.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get our Spring Fest doorbusters while you can, right now at Lowe's. Shop $5 spring cleaning must-haves from Scrub Daddy, Tide Simply, and more. Plus, save over $1,000 on the LG Smart Top Load Laundry Pair. Was $22.98, now $12.96. These limited-time deals are going fast, so shop them in-store and online today. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. Offer valid through 4/22. Appliances pricing includes all discounts while supplies last.
Before the puck drops, BetMGM is dropping bet and get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet no matter how your wager goes. From big hits to overtime goals, BetMGM is here for every playoff moment on the ice. While the teams chase the cup, you can take advantage of daily promos, same game parlays, live bets, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet regardless of whether your NHL Stanley Cup playoffs wager finds the back of the net or not. Get to the center of the playoff hockey action with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for details. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Atlas Tube and the Zekelman campus is expanding. Join a growing team in our new advanced facility that's definitely not your average steel mill. Earn great pay, bonuses, and competitive benefits while supporting the future of American steel. We're now hiring skilled industrial electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and many more. Text STEEL to 20123 for more information. Again, that's STEEL, STEEL, to 20123. Or visit us at Zekelman.com/jobs. Zekelman, believe in what you build.
I have so many people tell me they hear my ads on this station and that they want to know if I'm really as bad a golfer as everyone says. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. And yes, I hate to say I am. I wish I were in my 90s because I could then tell people I shoot my age. But being a bad golfer is not terrible because I devote so much of my time to selling homes to keep my clients happy. Over the many years in the real estate business, I developed a highly successful strategic marketing program, not merely a listing program. Using preparation, presentation, and proper pricing, it works. If you're thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn at Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now. Shell Dunn, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
If you love your meals with a taste of exploration, check out the Latin Flavors event at Kroger. Embark on new culinary adventures with vibrant tastes and fresh possibilities. With Latin-themed inspiration and palate-pleasing recipes available in-store and online, it's the Kroger Latin Flavors event, now through May 7th. We hope to see you there.
And right now, Kroger brand 80% lean ground beef is on sale. 16-ounce packages are only $3.99 each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Yeah.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So long, it look like up to me.
With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
People showing fake love to me, straight up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To my face. Straight up to my face.
Welcome in.
I've been down so long it look like.
Just a little bit to go here on a Monday edition of the Gabe Kuhn Show. Joining us now, he is Jonah Dillon. You can follow him on X at the Jonah Dillon, of course, with the commercial appeal. Time to talk some Grizzlies spring football. Thanks for coming on, Jonah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, I guess first things first, the guy that everybody was waiting to see in action, we finally got to see, and he obviously did not disappoint in Mario Anderson, the South Carolina transfer at running back, breaks off a big play off a short pass.
Yeah, it was very quick. He got out there. I think it was a 43-yard catch and run, kind of ran through the entire defense and then scored a short rushing touchdown a couple of plays later. So, yeah, if you were there to see Mario Anderson, which you probably were, quickly it was apparent that, you know, he looks like everything that we expected him to be. Obviously, it's not surprising coming in as a leading rusher from South Carolina last season. But yeah, he was impressive, and he was definitely the standout performer from the game, especially among the transfers.
And you got a nice, promising freshman running back as well behind Mario.
Yeah, so then Makari Botiford scores a rushing touchdown later in the game. And running back is one of those positions. Obviously, we know that Memphis has had a lot of great running backs in the past couple of years. But this season, the running back room looks really strong because, I mean, Makari Botiford is a freshman, obviously. You know, he's a spring, early enrollee, and so he's not even somebody that necessarily is expected to play a huge role this season. You've got Sutton Smith, who has flashed kind of game-breaking potential throughout his time at Memphis, and we saw what he did in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl last season. So he's still in the mix. You've got Brandon Thomas, who was a former leading rusher for this team and was kind of the goal line back last season. And so there's a lot of depth there, obviously, behind Mario Anderson. But yeah, Makari Botiford is a name to watch for the future, definitely.
Obviously, the quarterback position is Hennigan, so we know that going in. Who's got the lead right now for that backup position?
Yeah, it definitely feels like Arrington Maiden, who's a freshman. He's still 17-year-old. He was an early enrollee as well. It definitely feels like it's kind of set up for him to do well in that quarterback competition, to be the backup, and obviously potentially to be the quarterback of the future next year when Seth Hennigan is gone. But yeah, Harris Boyd, who's a redshirt freshman, is also involved, as is Cade Cunningham, who's a transfer from Marshall last season. And offensive coordinator Tim Kramsey has kind of told us multiple times there's going to be a three-way quarterback competition. It's not going to be resolved in the spring. It's going to be resolved later in the offseason, probably right before the opener. So that's going to continue throughout the summer. But, you know, that was the first chance for fans to see Arrington Maiden, and you know, there was a lot of excitement there. And Seth Hennigan and Ryan Thorfield kind of talked glowingly about him after the game. So it's definitely a name to remember if you're a Tigers fan.
And like Hennigan, that Maiden, he's from Texas, right?
Yeah. Yep. So, very similar. And Seth Hennigan even talked about it after the game. You know, when Seth Hennigan was a freshman, he enrolled early, came for spring practices and made big strides there. And obviously he started as a true freshman. Arrington Maiden, the same thing, you know, came as a as an early enrollee, like I said, he's only 17 years old. And yeah, I guess it's something about those Texas quarterbacks. Arrington Maiden, actually, he's 3 years behind Seth Hennigan, obviously, but Seth Hennigan's senior year, he played against Arrington Maiden's team, and Arrington was there in the stands watching him. So he's known about Seth Hennigan for a long time. Dan Ryan, which is Seth's team, won the state championship that year, and so they obviously won that game. And so it's definitely a neat little story. They've kind of been bonded in that way, and we'll see how it kind of develops moving forward.
Talking with Jonah Dillon here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. He, of course, writes for the Commercial Appeal and covers Memphis football. What about the offensive line? A couple of transfers not available for spring practice, the kid from South Carolina, and then the other one from Marshall. So from that perspective, a lot of shuffling around on that offensive line.
Yeah, potentially we're going to see five different starters, basically. There's two guys, Xavier Hill and Jonah Gamble, who were starters last year. And we expect them to start again, but probably a different position because of what's gone on. Losing Jacob Legs, who's been the stalwart center of this program, it looks like Jonah Gamble could be the next center. Obviously, he played guard last year. And then, yeah, like you said, Jalen Nichols, who was a transfer from South Carolina, he was last season, he was ready to be South Carolina's starting left tackle. He tore his ACL in their spring game and ended up transferring this season. And so I would expect him to kind of have the inside track on that left tackle spot. He looks like an SEC tackle when you stand there, even standing next to the other offensive linemen. We saw him out there on Saturday. So I would expect that once he's healthy, he's going to have a shot at that position. You've got a guy like Malachi Breland who could play right guard. The coaching staff was very excited about him last year. He'll be a redshirt freshman. Kedrell Lewis is a transfer who's probably got a good shot at being the right tackle. And then Trent Holler, who's that transfer from Marshall, could also be in the mix on the interior. So there's a lot of shuffling to do, but I think that they're happy with the amount of guys they brought in throughout the transfer portal. Jonathan Young is another guy who's played some left tackle this spring with Jalen Nichols out. And so he could factor into the mix as well. So there's a lot of guys to kind of get to know, but that'll kind of work itself out once everyone is healthy going into fall practices.
After watching some of these spring practices, Jonah, how encouraged are you by what Memphis did in the portal in general, and how much of a lifeblood is that portal going to have to be to this program going forward?
Yeah, I think you saw it in even throughout the winter. Memphis did really well in the portal. Obviously, you're always going to lose guys and you're always going to get guys in the portal, and certainly there were some starters who left, you know, especially on the offensive line, multiple starters leaving in the portal. And even this week, you know, Diego Brumfield, who was a starter at cornerback last year, went in the portal, and he's now headed to Mississippi State. So you're always going to have to reload through that. But I think Memphis has done a really good job of kind of selling itself. There's a lot of reasons that they can do that easily. Obviously, you look at the college football playoff expanding, where Memphis is set up this season as, you know, a team that's going to be picked by a lot of people to make the playoff and to win the AAC with the guys they've got coming back, including obviously Seth Hennigan. And then the NIL money, obviously, with the FedEx deal that was announced last week, Memphis is kind of in the national news, and guys know about that, and that means that there's more money to go around for a lot of different programs, but especially the football one. And so I think we're going to continue to see Memphis be very active in the transfer portal moving forward.
Talking with Jonah Dillon, follow him on X at the Jonah Dillon. Of course, check out his work on Memphis football over there at the Commercial Appeal. What about the defensive side of the ball? We've talked about offense this entire interview so far. And Silverfield was all ecstatic about how good the offense looked, and that's great. But they had to score against somebody on both those touchdown drives, and it was against his defense. Any concerns about this defense after watching spring practice?
No, and that was something I was thinking about after the game is actually, you know, besides those two drives, so Seth Hennigan only played two drives. They scored both times. And then there was a touchdown scored on the last drive of the game. Besides that, nobody else scored. So I think we should probably give some credit to the defense instead of talking about what went wrong offensively for those drives. I think the defense looks pretty good. I think fans are going to see a defense that looks pretty different to what we saw last year. Obviously, with the new defensive coordinator and Jordan Hankins, you're going to see a lot of guys flying around. You're going to see a lot of, you know, different schemes potentially being changed up throughout game to game. And you're going to see a lot of Chandler Martin. He's going to be the star of this defense. It's going to be built around him. Obviously, that's not surprising. He was the first team all AAC guy last year as a linebacker. And he's expected to be even better this year because I wrote about it earlier this offseason, but he was playing through a shoulder injury for pretty much all of last season, and he's now had offseason surgery to clean that up. So they're very excited about what they've gotten him. And yeah, one of the things I wrote about today in my story up on the Commercial Appeal is that a story going into fall practices is going to be who else emerges as a playmaker on that side of the ball, because they've brought in a lot of guys in the transfer portal, and they will continue to. But they also lost a lot of leadership pieces from last year. And so that's going to be something to watch, is who else is going to emerge, because there are spots, especially in the secondary, there are a lot of spots open for grabs heading into the rest of practices.
Jonah, the other thing, too, is not only was there a football game going on, but there was also a dodgeball and tug of war. And that's a pretty cool, neat little thing that a lot of programs don't necessarily do with their football players and the fans of their team. Did the players have fun with it?
Yeah, they definitely did. There was some disappointment among the players who lost the tug of war competition.
Wasn't it like two on ten or something?
It was, yeah. There was some misinformation being put out after the game. I think it appeared to be three linemen against eight students is what I counted. They were saying 10. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if that gets run back. But to be honest, it wasn't even close. The students did pretty well. The dodgeball competition, some of the way that it was set up, there wasn't enough time. And so like there were like three or four people that were still in it, and they had to call time and move on to the next thing. So there was no winner. But Ryan Fairfield did say after the game that guys got to get in the weight room after losing the tug of war competition. So yeah, we'll see if they prepare for that better next season.
He seemed pretty relaxed after this thing. Is that normal for him in the spring, as far as being as relaxed as he was, poking fun if they found out who their quarterback is for the season and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the way that this offseason has gone for Memphis football, it's been basically everything that you could possibly expect to happen has gone right. And Ryan Silverfield is obviously excited about it. You look at him getting the contract extension. You look at the stadium renovation plan being finalized. You look at the FedEx deal. You look at guys like Seth Hennigan, Rock Taylor, Chandler Martin coming back. And then you look at the expectations that this program is going to have because of the expanded college football playoff. It was almost, especially with the FedEx news breaking the day before the spring game, it was almost a celebration of all those things. And so I think that went into kind of how he was acting and just the general excitement around the program as spring practices wrapped up.
What should expectations be for this program? Is it fair to say expectations should be the college playoff?
I think it's fair. I mean, you look at these other teams. Now, I don't know that Memphis is, you know, it's not a shoe-in, and there are a lot of other teams, and you've still got to go through Tulane. You've got to go play at Tulane. And I know they have a new coach and a new quarterback, but they have a lot of talent, and they've been very successful over the past couple of years. I think that it's fair to say that they should be in the playoff mix. Certainly, they should be in the AAC championship mix. And more often than not, if you're going to win the AAC championship, you're going to have a pretty good chance to make the playoffs. Obviously, there's, you know, we look at Boise State and Liberty and a couple other schools, but I think that it's totally fair to put those expectations on them. And I think throughout the summer and as we get into the opener in late August, we're going to be talking about how they're kind of handling that, and we'll see how it affects them, you know, as they go into conference play.
He is Jonah Dillon. Follow him on Twitter at TheJonahDillon. Of course, check him out over there at CommercialAppeal.com. Covers Tigers football and Grizzlies basketball. Jonah, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jonah Dillon, here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, filling in. Coming up next, earlier in the hour, Jeff Calkins was talking about how he's an expert on the NFL draft. I may have to test that coming up tomorrow at 5 o'clock. But I definitely want to get into a mock draft that is out there that I believe Jeff was talking about earlier today on his show. I want to get into it as far as what it might mean for the Titans concerning this one specific mock draft on ESPN. We'll do that next here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. See Sparky Pfeiffer filling in on 92.9 ESPN Memphis.
Hey, Mid-South! Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike! You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, 30 $44.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6, P560, 33, 93, MSRP 50,200, Telluride, RG5, 1,041, MSRP 37,935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Do you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns? The IRS won't quit until they get your money. Here's great news, fresh from those in the know. Major changes have happened at the IRS. If you owe more than $10,000, you may be eligible for a 99% reduction of what you owe. Haven't filed a return for a while? Their happy clients are talking.
The IRS was going to levy my bank account, but Guardian was able to prevent that and fix all my IRS issues. Thanks again, Guardian Tax.
Need relief from crushing tax debt? The IRS now has special programs. Guardian Tax knows all about them. Personal or business, this is the fresh new break you've been hoping for.
We aren't the company you call when you need a hug because you're scared of the IRS. Guardian Tax is the company that wins when you need it most.
Guardian Tax Service is really great to work with. They really helped me out. I'd recommend them highly.
Call now for a free confidential consultation. 800-499-5165. 800-499-5165. 800-499-5165.
You turn the thermostat up and then back down, but still you can't seem to get comfortable. More than a matter of degree, comfort involves a balance of temperature, humidity, and airflow. At Landmark Heating and Air, we'll help you strike the perfect balance. Now's the perfect time to invest in your home comfort with a custom-designed, high-efficiency train system and enjoy energy savings and worry-free comfort year-round. Take advantage of tax credits and rebates plus interest-free financing for even more savings. Call us today or visit landmarkheatingandair.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
After suffering an injury, you may face many hard questions. What will tomorrow bring? Which firm should I choose to represent me and my family? At Morgan & Morgan, we will hold your hand every step of the way. From our one-click sign-up, mobile apps, and 24/7 availability, we make it easy to get your case started right from the comfort of your couch. All firms are not the same. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Tonight, Game 1 of the Western Conference first round, hockey postseason. Dallas -135 favorite against Vegas. Vegas, the reigning champion at +115. The total in the game is 5.5. And look, Dallas had an amazing regular season. Dallas's goalie is awesome, but we can't ignore what Vegas did to Dallas in the regular season, beating Dallas in each of the 3 regular season meetings. So I actually think we're getting a pretty good price to take Vegas tonight in Game 1, and I think Vegas will win the series. So coming up tonight, let's take Vegas +115 on the road in Dallas. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks.
bucks. Please gamble responsibly.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
If you've tried to buy a Rolex watch lately, you know how difficult it is. New models are in rare supply. Some jewelers put you on wait lists. Others make you buy their other jewelry at inflated prices just to be considered for a Rolex purchase. Well, that's all changed now that Genesis Diamonds has arrived. Genesis Diamonds is the premier dealer of luxury pre-owned Rolex timepieces. People who come in are shocked to see Daytonas, Hulks, Submariners, Pepsis, Datejusts, all the hard-to-find Rolex watches ready to wear today. At Genesis, we've used our worldwide connections to find only the first luxury pre-owned Rolexes. Immaculate, pristine watches, fairly priced with no strings attached and with flexible financing options. So enough with the wait lists and the retail jeweler games. Get the Rolex of your dreams today at Genesis Diamonds. And if you already have a Rolex and are interested in trading up, we also have Rolex buyers on site every day. Just another example of how we're forever changing the jewelry landscape here. Genesis Diamonds, official jeweler of the Tennessee Titans at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
Welcome in. One more segment to go before we call it a wrap-up here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. One more day tomorrow with me filling in for Gabe, and then he'll be back on Wednesday. We're going to do this last segment here on this mock draft from Jordan Reed, who ESPN hired. What was it? Last year they hired him, I want to say. He's been an NFL draft analyst for a long time and got a big break here getting hired by ESPN. I don't believe I've asked Connor this prior in other shows, but I will ask now. Connor, are you a fan of 3 days of NFL draft coverage with round one Thursday, 2 and 3 Friday, and then 4 through 7 on Saturday? Or were you more of a fan, if you remember this long ago, where it was, you know, half the draft on Saturday and half the draft on Sunday?
I prefer half and half, but I also don't have a strong opinion on how it is now. I will say I don't tune into the third day, though. I usually watch the first 2 days, and that's about it.
I will say that from doing what we do for a living, I love 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days of content, not bad at all. I will take that from a job standpoint, for sure.
Because Thursday, we talk up to the NFL draft. Friday, you talk about what happened in the first round. Then you start talking about what picks are available for your favorite team for rounds 2 and 3. And then Saturday, there's all the jockeying of people trying to get up the board to start off round 4 with whoever best available is at that point. And I would agree, a lot of people probably don't watch Saturday rounds 4 through 7, but there are a lot of difference-making players that go in rounds 4 and 5, and you eventually get a couple there in rounds 6 and 7 too. So even though those players may not be as well-known, still very, very important draft picks. So this mock draft on ESPN, Caleb Williams to the Bears, no surprise. Jaden Daniels to the Commanders, whose agent apparently came out and was not happy with the way he was handled or whatever the case may be when he went in for his visit to D.C. So that's interesting. We'll see. That'll be something to watch here if he forces his way out or not. The Patriots at 3. This is interesting because Elliott Wolf, who used to be in the Packers front office for a long time, is apparently the guy running the draft. However, now comes word earlier today that the owner, Robert Kraft, is going to have a big say in decision-making in this draft. I mean, why shouldn't the owner be involved heavily in making draft picks? I'm sure he went to a lot of college games throughout the course of the year last year, saw a lot of these guys play, and should tell Elliott Wolf how to do his job. That's going to lead to disaster. So at the Patriots at 3, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr., the locked-in answer all the time to the Cardinals at 4. Number 5, this is the one that probably shakes up things a little bit from a Titans fan's perspective. Joe Alt, the offensive tackle from Notre Dame to the Chargers. That makes sense. It's Jim Harbaugh running the Chargers now, right? Ground and pound. Throw it when you need to. They got rid of both their wide receivers this offseason. Running back, they're going to redo that offense under Jim Harbaugh to go along more along the lines of how he wants to play offense. And again, I think his style makes more sense in the Midwest than it does with the Chargers, where you should be able to open it up and throw it at will. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. He got a great quarterback in Justin Herbert, that's for sure. Giants had six. Malik Nabers, wide receiver from LSU, makes sense. Now here we are at seven, number seven, Connor. Odunze is the pick, the wide receiver from Washington. Behind them, they have the Vikings moving up to eight with the Falcons. The Falcons get 11, 108, and 129 in that deal for the Vikings to move up. I'm telling you at this point, if I'm the Titans, I'm at seven, I'm taking calls from the Vikings that they still don't have a quarterback, and I want to talk about adding more picks to this draft because, right, quite frankly, Tennessee doesn't have enough draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you aren't going to be able to get a guy like Joe Alt and you feel like you might be able to drop down and still get one of these receivers that would be available, I don't think there's any problem with that whatsoever if that's what the Titans do. I would say, would you be surprised if the Chargers pass, though, on one of those wide receivers? It seems like the idea with them trading off their offensive weapons is to try to reload with some of these young guys in a draft that is full of offensive weapons. I understand that John Harbaugh is a ground-and-pound guy, but I don't know, drafting a lineman when you have zero pieces around Justin Herbert right now seems risky to me.
It doesn't bother me in the least for Harbaugh. It really doesn't. Because, again, I'm telling you, they didn't throw the ball a ton in San Francisco when he was with the Niners back then. Now, again, it was Colin Kaepernick at quarterback. But still, they didn't throw it a ton. They ran and ran and ran some more. And I would assume it's going to be the same thing, which, again, is unfortunate for Justin Herbert if he doesn't let him wing it a little bit here. But the Chargers are another team where Harbaugh may be like, I want more picks. You know, I've got to add more than one wide receiver. I got to add several wide receivers. So maybe the Chargers are a team to watch for the Vikings moving up to. But, you know, if you say, okay, Tennessee's going to move down to 11, let's say, with the Vikings. That ends up being the trade. They fall back to pick up a couple extra picks. Well, still on the board at this point, according to Jordan Reed of ESPN, Fuaga, the offensive tackle from Oregon State, Fashanu, the offensive tackle from Penn State. In my mind, that's just as good of a pick as Joe Alt if you wanted to go offensive line. Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver from LSU, he's still on the board. He goes 15 to the Colts in this thing. J.C. Latham is still there, the offensive tackle from Alabama. I think it just makes a lot of sense. I think if I'm Tennessee going into this thing, I'm already having conversations with Minnesota and saying, look, let's work out whatever the deal is going to be. If you can't get up in front of us, and if the quarterback you want is still there, let's wheel and deal, and we'll flip-flop picks, you know, and maybe we get a third and a fourth round pick from you or something like that to make that swap. I think that's how I approach this if I'm Tennessee. If I can figure out a way to get back, get picks, still get an offensive lineman or a wide receiver with that first-round pick, depending on how far back you move, I think that makes the most sense.
I love that. I love that because, like you said, it is, you know, it's a talented wide receiver draft, but it's also a very talented offensive lineman draft. We know that on the Gabe Kuhn Show because former Memphis offensive lineman Gabe Kuhn has been talking about that nonstop.
Yeah, but like I said earlier last week, which was, you've got Bill Callahan as offensive coordinator. I don't see why you have to be so concerned about going offensive tackle necessarily there in the first round. For instance, this mock draft on ESPN, they got taking the offensive tackle from BYU at 38. So even if you don't take offensive tackle there in the first round, more than likely you're still going to be able to get one there in the second round if this whole thing plays out the way you want it to go. Plus, Ladd McConkey goes 37 to Georgia. Ladd McConkey would be perfect in Tennessee for the Titans. That would be a great pick. I love that McConkey pick, the kid out of Georgia.
I just like his name.
Ladd
McConkey. It's a hell of a name.
Is Ladd short for something, or is that really what they named him?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Either way. All right, so thanks for listening to the Gabe Kuhn Show today. Had a great lineup on today's show. Thanks to Kyder for putting it together. Steve Ashburner of NBA.com joined us in the first hour to talk NBA playoffs. He's covering the Suns and the T-Wolves. Of course, Jeff Calkins leads off every 5 o'clock hour. That was fun hearing about his Taylor Swift party stories. And him and I went back on parent failing as far as teaching these kids the history of the NBA. And Jonah Dillon, thanks to him for talking some spring football for the commercial appeal with us here in the last, earlier this hour. Thanks so much to Connor. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be back at it again tomorrow right here at the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 ESPN.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey, Mid-South, get to Gossett Mitsubishi Motors' spring sales event and get thunderstruck with 43 mpg highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for $18,960 or $269 a month. Or hit the open road in your 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett. $28,350 or $379 a month. And adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett. $32,765 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike. Online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
All 84 months, Mirage, RH005921, MSRP 19460, Eclipse, RZO342249, MSRP 29350, Outlander, RZO43754, MSRP 33765, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through end of the month, dealer stock only.
Atlas Tube and the Zekelman campus is expanding. Join a growing team in our new advanced facility that's definitely not your average steel mill. Earn great pay, bonuses, and competitive benefits while supporting the future of American steel. We're now hiring skilled industrial electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and many more. Text STEEL to 20123 for more information. Again, that's STEEL, STEEL, to 20123. Or visit us at Zekelman.com/jobs. Zekelman, believe in what you build.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited.